We humans have a tendency to elevate ourselves. The prime of creation. The top of the food chain. The beauty of the world. The paragon of animals. How noble we are. How above all the other creatures on this planet. But we, you and I, know that this is all nonsense, especially because of you. Aren't you the proof for how much animal we truly are? How guided by our instincts? How driven by our lust? Every time when your pussy gets a little bit wet, and you start to lose all inhibitions. With what ease they fall off you together with your clothes. And there you are. Naked, shameless. Just like all the other animals. An animal in heat. A bitch. A slut. Who only desires to get fucked. Or simply hump a pillow. But why not? After all, it feels so good. When your hands slowly begin to glide all over your body. When they play with and tease all the pleasure points of your body. They start at your lips. Only the light touch of your fingertips. Without any rush, they trace down your soft neck, sending a tingling down your spine, and your hair stands on end. Or do you prefer it rough? Do you like when you put your fingers around your throat? And slowly tighten your grip while the other hand grabs your tits, squeezes them, massages them, pinches your nipples so that you squirm and rear up, filled with nothing but sexual pleasure. And finally, your hand slides down between your thighs. To the center of that pleasure. Your fingers begin their assault on your clit and penetrate your cunt. Isn't that who you truly are? A slut in heat, desperate for orgasm. So you grab every toy you can reach. To drive your clit crazy with vibrations and fill your yearning hole with the biggest, fattest dildo available. When you lay there, so close already, completely surrendered to your lust, in that moment, you close your eyes and your mind shows you all the things you would love to do. The things you would do if you were just brave enough, honest enough. That moment reveals your deepest, darkest, kinkiest desires. That honest moment with yourself, with the animal that you are, with the slut that you are. A slut who needs to be fucked hard. Don't you see that? Be honest. I'll show it to you. There you are walking down a street, only wearing a trench coat, high heels, and nothing underneath. All these unknowing, faceless people passing you. While the wind blows through your hair and under your coat, a cold breeze. breeze touches your dripping wet pussy, and a shiver runs through your body. You have to suppress your moans. If you could, you would start right here, right now. But you know this is not the right place yet. Here, you still have to pretend to be just another human, like everyone else. But there is a right place, a place for beings like you, a place where you can be free, a place where you can be a slut. At a quick pace, you walk towards that promised land, just down the street, one right turn, down a side road, and finally you find it. The cinema. An adult cinema. A slut cinema. You buy a ticket. The young man at the desk looks at you with knowing eyes. You get even more aroused. Quickly, you enter the dark cinema hall. On the screen, you see a woman on her knees, surrounded by huge, stiff cocks, which she greedily takes in her mouth. A deep envy rises in your chest. The hall is only sparsely filled, perhaps a dozen men, only men, all sporadically sitting in the tiers. You choose a place in the center. Except for one man at the end, the row's empty. Already, he is blatantly rubbing his crotch. When he notices you look, he grins, and you turn quickly to the scene on the screen. The woman is still blowing those massive cocks, while at the same time, unattended men explore her body with their hands. Her eyes are filled with insatiable lust. Your heart's racing. Blood is rushing to your cunt. Your cunt is already leaking all over the place. You slip one hand under the coat and start massaging your breasts, kneading and playing with your nipples. You fish one out and suck on the nipple until it's hard and wet. Your breath tickles it and excites you even more. And the other hand disappears between your legs, smears your lust juice all over your cunt, and tweaks your clit. The woman on the screen has now risen, and her cunt welcomes the first big cock while she still has another in her mouth. Her muffled moans echo through the hall. You look again to the man in your row. Now he has his cock out, and he jerks it fast and hard. It's a huge specimen, just as big as the actors on that screen. As if spellbound, you start staring at his cock and his hands blurring as it goes up and down. How much would you love to take him in your mouth? Taste that salty pre-cum. The big, pulsating mushroom tip in your throat, squeezing it, slowly pushing it deeper and deeper in. He's noticed you and turns a little to give you a better look. You return the favor. Finally, you strip off the coat and spread your legs in his direction. He jerks even faster, and your fingers try to keep up, rubbing your clit. Now, there's nothing holding you anymore. You are a slut, and here you're allowed to be. You feel that someone's stepping behind your seat. When you look up, a long, stiff cock dangles above you. His owner smiles while he looks down at you and starts to jerk off. You look around and see all the heads are now peering over the seat backs and are turned in your direction. Greedy eyes are fixated on you. You enjoy their gaze. You spread your legs even further. A horny scream echoes from the speakers, and you look back at the screen. The woman is riding a man, a huge cock buried deep in her cunt, while another just began to disappear in her ass. Her eyes are rolled back. Her mouth is wide open so that a third cock finds its place in her. What an amazing sight. You wonder how it would feel, and you want to find out. You reach over you and grab the cock. Slowly, you start to jerk him off. Savor the entire length of his splendid specimen. You look back. The other men understood the message. In a hurry, they climb over the seats to come quickly to you. Like children hearing the ice cream truck. Quickly, you're completely surrounded by them. Their faces are clouded by the darkness. Only their eyes, wild with lust, sparkle at you and scan your body. But more importantly, their juicy, throbbing cocks almost seem to glow around you in all shapes and sizes that you could hope for. A daring one comes closer and pushes his pulsating rod in your face. Happily, you open your mouth and let him in. Finally, a hot, hard cock for you. The taste, the smell, everything turns you on. Turns you even more into a slut. And with your free hand, you grab another cock and jerk him hard. They're all yours. Yours to play with. Yours to suck. Yours to fuck. Big, strong hands roughly take ownership over your body. One grabs your hair and pushes your head more against his cock, which penetrates even deeper down your throat. Your breasts are kneaded, your nipples pinched hard. They slap your tits, and it burns so good. You love it. You need it. Another grabs one of your feet and takes off your shoe and starts to suck on your toes. But most of the hands are between your legs. You can't even count them. Rubbing your thighs over your hot, leaking pussy, sliding down between your ass cheeks. Two fingers have taken your clit firmly in between, tweaking, twisting, rubbing, and then you feel the first finger in your cunt, quickly followed by a second and third. They explore your wet cave until they finally find your G-spot and begin to wildly rub and tease it, sending waves of pure sexual bliss through your body. The cock in your mouth twitches and you're already preparing to swallow, but instead he is pulled out. and quickly replaced with another. Oh, this one's bigger. Its owner roughly grabs your head and rams it deep in your throat with one thrust. The tip of your nose is pressed against its belly while you gradually run out of air. He enjoys it, how you squirm and shake, how you choke, and you enjoy it too, you little slut. You jerk the cocks in your hand faster, and as the cock in your mouth finally withdraws, you beg already for the next. But the man lifts you up instead, as if you were weightless, turning you around and laying you over the backrest so that your ass is pointing towards the screen, presented nicely to the men. The men in the row behind yours welcome you immediately by shoving two cocks in your mouth. Your hands are guided to two additional cocks and you jerk them like you did nothing else in your life. Well, you don't want to do anything else. While you get used to your new position, two fingers are roughly pushed into your cunt and start immediately fucking you. Hard, unyielding. The smacking of your mouth and your pussy drowns even the film. But this lasts for only a short time. You realize the true goal of the fingers was a different hole, and they just needed some lubrication first. The dripping, wet fingertips glide over your anus in star motion. They move to the center and back to the outside. Your asshole is drenched in your own pussy juice. It twitches uncontrollably, winking to the men, opening up, trying to catch those fingers and suck them in. All of a sudden, they're in with one rough push. You scream into the two cocks in your mouth. Pain and pleasure mixed, and you love it. You want more. You're gonna get more. A man climbs on your seat behind you, and finally, you feel what you've always wanted. A big, hard cock at the entrance of your pussy. You wiggle your ass, begging him to fuck you. And he does. With one push, he's in you the full length. A throbbing, hot, rock-hard rod ready to pound you. Wild and uninhibited, he rams into you. With one hand, he spanks your ass, leaving burning handprints behind. While the fingers in your ass follow the rhythm, your feet are grabbed and pressed against pulsating cocks, smearing their pre-cum all over. This is it. This is what you wanted. Seven cocks. Fuck you. Defile you. Own you at the same time. Two in your hands. Two on your feet. Two in your mouth. One in your cunt, and at least six more jerk off to that sight around you. You are in heaven. Slut heaven. Never again do you want to be somewhere else. You just want to be fucked in all holes at the same time. You want to be used. Just like a fucking machine. That's exactly how you want to come. Over and over again. In your hands, mouth, and pussy, the cocks switch seamlessly. They fuck you as they want. They fuck you as you want. Then someone takes a seat underneath you and pulls you off the backrest. The cocks slide out of your hands, mouth, and pussy, leaving behind a void that needs to be filled again. It's your row neighbor. You probably should be afraid to take such a gigantic pull in you. Instead, you just let yourself fall on it. An unknown feeling overwhelms you. Never have you been stretched like this. Never has there been anything so deep inside you. Oh, how could you ever live without it? This feeling takes over. Your body loses all its strength. Your arms are limp, but the men just take your hands and carry them back to their shafts. Your jaw hangs wide open, an invitation for every man, and every man accepts it. There's only one hole left unfilled. Thankfully, there's already the tip of a cock poking at your anus. Even though you're already brimful, with no room to spare, your ass doesn't resist in the slightest. Your mind goes blank. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. You can see yourself getting impaled in all holes. Powerless, you hang in there, only held by stiff cocks. And now they fuck you properly. Without hesitation, without any restraint, they pound you like crazy. Without any rhythm or style, just in and out, in and out, in all of your holes. You love it so much. You are so happy. You're so horny. And you come and come and come. Endless divine joy. The cock in your mouth twitches and with a final thrust deep in your throat, he comes and shoots his entire load down your throat. Likewise, the cock in your tight ass starts to shoot, and you feel the hot juice deep inside. But the giant rod in your cunt is just hammering incessantly in you. The man gets up without pulling out, and puts you on your back on the seat. The other men surround you. Only with blurry vision, you can see them. A splash of cum hits your tits, followed by another, ending up on your stomach. One on your face, your mouth, your hair, your feet. You are showered with cum. Oh, and then you feel it. The monstrous cock in your cunt begins to twitch and gets even bigger until it finally explodes and floods your insides. Hot cum wells out of your ass and your cunt. He pumps a couple more times and continues to shoot his load until he finally pulls out and pours one last shot over you. Then you're alone. It's quiet in the cinema. The film's over. And you look dazed at the screen. An overjoyed woman radiates at you. Her whole body splattered with cum, and her holes are stretched out. you decide that you're definitely going to watch the sequel.